Welcome to Parshas HaShavua with Rabbi G. This is Parshas Bahar B'Chukosai. So this is, as I mentioned before, this is the year with lots of double Parshas. So it's Bahar B'Chukosai. But in the beginning of the Bahar, we learn the famous Pasuk. First of all, before we begin tonight, as I'm recording this tonight, is Lag BaOmer. I'm hoping to get this out in the morning of Lag BaOmer. So I want to bring that in. Of course, special days, days of the Omer, days that we start to prepare for Shavuot. And the B'nai Yisaskar, a famous Hasidic master, says that there are 32 days until Lag BaOmer, and then 17 days from Lag BaOmer to Shavuot, and that makes Lev Tov, a good heart. Lev Lamed Beis, 32. We know that there's this concept of 32 paths of wisdom, so that's the Torah given to us, especially the revealed part of the Torah. And then from Lag BaOmer starts the idea of Tov. And now we know Tov is 17. Tov is also the Torah and Tov El Torah. But also he makes reference, he says Tov is specifically the revelation of the secrets of Torah, which is of course much of what Lag BaOmer is all about. So maybe we'll come back to this in a minute, but I want to share with you an insight of the Parsha based on the Sorei Alofim. And it starts with the first Rashi of this Parsha, where the Torah says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe." Hashem spoke to Moshe, "Behar Sinai lemor." On Har Sinai, and then it goes on to talk about the Shmita year. And of course, Rashi asked the famous question, "Ma inyan Shmita etzel Har Sinai?" What does Shmita have to do with Har Sinai? And Rashi gives a famous answer. It's coming to teach us. The Torah chose one mitzvah to teach us. Now just like Shmita, it seems that all the details of the laws of the mitzvah was given at Har Sinai, so too all the specifics of all mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. Okay, but we have to maybe take a different angle and see what the connection between Har Sinai and Shmita is. Next parasha, which is also the Shabbos, Bechukosai, the Torah gives us many blessings that will come to us when we listen to the Torah and mitzvahs, and we learn Torah with great effort and we keep mitzvahs. And many of those blessings actually refer to the time of Mashiach. But one of them, it says, if you listen to the Torah, it says, "V'nasati gishmeichem be'itom." I will give your rain in its right time, says Rashi. Right time means the night of Shabbos, Friday night. And the simple reason for that is that on Friday night, people are home, they're not going out. It's not like a work week, not going back and forth, they're home. And then Friday night is the best time for it to rain, late Friday night, because it won't rain is something which is really a blessing. We need it. It's a source of blessing, but it can also be distracting and disturbing when it rains a lot. But "V'nasati gishmeichem be'itom," will be in its right time, means on Friday night, so it won't disturb anyone. So the question is, what's the depth of this Friday night rain, Shabbos rain? What's the depth of it? We also know that the Torah, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees that the Torah was given on a Shabbos. Har Sinai took place on a Shabbos. So we need to understand also, what's the idea behind that? Why specifically Shabbos? Furthermore, we have to understand something else. The Gemara in Tiny says, "Godol Yoim Kshamim," the day when it rains is so great, like the day the Torah was given. What does that mean? So here we have a bunch of questions. First of all, what does it mean? What's the connection between Shmita and Har Sinai? What does it mean that the right time for rain is Friday night? Why specifically the Torah was given on Shabbos? And lastly, what does it mean the day when it rains is great, like the day of Sinai? So the Rambam, in the very beginning of the Rambam, tells us the foundation of everything is the belief in Hashem. Emunah, belief in Hashem. What does belief in Hashem mean? It's not just to do with Torah. I mean, without Emunah, without faith in the existence of God, there's no purpose to Torah mitzvahs. And of course, what the Rambam describes there is we have to instill in ourselves the sense of great emunah, not just that there is a God and there is a creator, but that everything comes from him and he's the source of all blessing and the source of everything, right? We have to understand that everything that happens in this world is the hand of God. Everything that we are given is Yad Hashem. Everything that takes place around us is a manifestation of God's power to make it happen or not to make it happen. Now, he says, a very fascinating thing. Sometimes it's explained a bit the opposite way around, but this is the way he explains it. The difference between geshem, rain, and tal, dew, right? When it rains, we know there's geshem and there's tal, there's rain and there's dew. When it rains, everyone could see that the rain is falling from heaven. In other words, rain is a symbol of clarity that everything is sourced in Hashem's world. Everything comes from heaven. Tal, dew, actually, you don't notice. You know, you wake up in the morning and there's dew on the ground. It's not clear where it came from. So in other words, geshem, rain, is symbolic of a time when a Jew understands everything they have and succeed at comes from Hashem. It's a time of great emunah, great faith. Tal, dew, is a symbol of when there's a lack of clarity of that emunah. We don't recognize everything's coming from Hashem, and sometimes we succeed in things and we give credit to ourselves for being so talented and skilled, and we say, koichi v'oitzim yodi, it's my power, it's my skill that made this happen, which of course is completely, completely wrong. Now, Tal is the same letter as Lamed Tes 39, which we know that on Shabbos, we're supposed to keep Shabbos and observe the Shabbos by not doing 39 activities. These are the 39 activities that we do throughout the week. These are the 39 activities that make up the word Tal. These are the 39 activities where we can often make a mistake, that our baking, our selling, our making, sewing, our planting is all us. So therefore, it's tal, it's lamed tes, 39, 39 melachos, same word as tal, because it's the experiences that we have that give us that lack of clarity, specifically the experiences in the 39 melachos and the 39 ways that we make things happen in this world. It's very easy to think I'm making a mistake, the tal mistake, the dew mistake. Lamed tes, in the lamed tes melachos, in the 39 melachos, we can make the tal mistake of not knowing where it comes from and not acknowledging that it's all sourced in God's blessing. What happens on Shabbos? Shabbos is a time of Amunah. Shabbos is a time when we stop and we do not do the lamed tes melachot. We don't do those 39 principal activities because it's a time to step back and say, one second, it's not us. Let's just stop for a second. Stop baking, stop cooking, stop doing business and reflect, where does it all come from? It comes from God. And that is the depth of what Rashi says, that gishmechem be'itom, rain in its right time means rain on Friday night. In other words, the place for rain is on Shabbos, got the same idea. It's clarity of faith. It's knowing where things come from. It's knowing that everything is sourced in Hashem's world. So this is why we know that everything that happens in the world, we have to take a lesson and reflect, and it's supposed to give us that sense of emunah. In other words, the purpose of rain is to reflect on the rain and see that and remember that everything comes from Shammai, everything comes from heaven. Which is why, in other words, we look at the world, we think it's tal. It just happened. But really, it's geshem. That's why Chazal tell us, Godol Yom Kshomim, great is the day of rain, like the day the Torah was given. Because the day of rain represents that clarity of faith. And that is the purpose of the Torah. The whole idea of Torah was that Torah is a Torah of light. Torah is like rain. Torah gives clarity to the world. Torah brings a munah to the world. When we learn Torah, we understand that it's all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, this has to do a lot with the Sfira Soimer. In the period of Sfira Soimer, the Sfira Soimer also has to prepare ourselves for the giving of the Torah. We can't just fall into the giving of the Torah because it's not going to have the effect. We need to prepare to receive that message of clarity, that message of Amunah. So what does the Torah say about Sfira Soimer? We know famously. It says, U'safartem lochem, you must count for yourselves, mimocharas ha-Shabbos, the day after Shabbos. So much talked about that phrase. But in this context, the discussion is as follows. Shabbos is clarity. Shabbos is the time we reflect. The day after Shabbos is we take inspiration for that to step by step count the Omer and prepare ourselves from the great day of Torah, which was given on Shabbos because Torah and Shabbos is synonymous. It's all about that clarity of Emunah in Hashem, His creation, and that everything comes from Him. which of course is the same idea as Shmita, because Shmita is when we stop plowing and stop working the field. It's a test of faith. Where's the stuff going to grow from? How are we going to eat? As the Chumash says, if you're going to ask the question, what are we going to eat in the 6th year, the 7th year, the 8th year? We didn't plant, we didn't plow. And of course Hashem says, we'll give a special bracha. In other words, the same Amunah comes from the idea of Shmita. It's strengthening our bitachon, that it's not our plowing, it's not our working the field that brings the bracha, it's Hashem. And therefore, if He tells us to stop, we're going to stop, and the bracha will come anyway. And that's why the Torah starts off, Behar, by Dabar Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Behar Sinai, and Har Sinai, to tell laws of Shmita, because Har Sinai and Shmita is again the same idea, the clarity of Emunah and strengthening the Emunah, that everything in fact comes from Hashem. So it all fits in together, the Geshem, the Torah, Shmita, Sfira Sa'omer, preparing ourselves all to this one point of clear Emunah, that everything comes from Shemaim, unlike the idea of Tal. Have a wonderful day and a very good Shabbos.